It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into this hour's interview and our monthly update from the Lincoln County Commission, and Commissioner Jerry Hansen joining us in studio today. Hey, Commissioner, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Duke. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for your time and giving us an update on what's happening around Lincoln County. Of course, there's so much in the natural resources sector that we've talked quite extensively about in the past. So today I wanted to focus on probably your favorite topic right now, and that's property taxes, and people seeing quite a big jump in those. And we've had the assessor, Debbie Larson, on in the past trying to explain why the increase, but I thought maybe hearing from the commission as well. So, Commissioner, maybe just start from the ground up and tell our listeners why the big jump this year.
Let me start, first of all, I don't know of anybody that really loves taxes, that enjoys paying them, but I had somebody bring this up to me that they indicated, you know, they had a neighbor who expressed concern about taxes, and they said, do you like living here, and do you appreciate what you have in the services that are provided from the taxes that you pay? You know, I guess we can talk till we're blue in the face about taxes and those types of things, but I think we have to look and see, is your life better because taxes are paid to a governmental entity to provide some things that you may not necessarily want to have to provide for yourself from your household budget? How about if you want to go to the grocery store, do you want to follow a two-track mud road from Fairview to Brougham's to Valley Market, whatever the case may be? Well, probably not. So we're grateful for Wyoming Department of Transportation. We're grateful for Lincoln County road system. That's one example of use of tax dollars. The county is really a subdivision of the state of Wyoming. And we do the state's work, and you'd be surprised how we have enough to do what we need to do. We just don't have a lot of excess, but that's okay. I think you just kind of go through what you need to do to get the job done. Now let's talk about taxes from a different perspective, and I would compliment our Lincoln County Assessor's Office and to Debbie Larson, who leads that as the assessor. They have to follow state statute. It is just the way it is. And I've heard it. Well, I'm not even going to say that. I guess the concern as to why the elevated property taxes. But let's look at it as to why. It's based on comparables. Comparable sales, and the concern that we're in what I'd call unprecedented times, in particularly the north end of Lincoln County, but also in it's coming for other parts of the county as well, and that is that we've seen a $10 million sale is what I understand from the assessor's office, about $5 million sales in North Lincoln County. And then I think we've observed a whole bunch of other sales that are elevated compared to what we've seen in the past. So let's look at that. And we see increased prices, and the taxes have to be based on market value. And then there's a ratio for assessed valuation, or how much all of that property would then be accounted for through the county to the state, really, who has that responsibility. But it has to be done according to certain ratios to be legal with the state. So to a certain degree, our hands are tied, and we have encouraged as the Lincoln County Commission that the state legislature see if they can find a way to help with some property tax relief. And they did fund a fund that in some instances for certain income levels that they potentially would qualify for some property tax relief. In fact, if you have a question about that, please call the Lincoln County Treasurer's Office, call the courthouse in Kemmer, talk to the treasurer and treasurer's office, and they are going in the process starting even next week to help folks at the Senior Citizen Center around the county to see that paperwork, to understand it, and to help fill out the paperwork for them to see if they can qualify for some of that. Because it concerns me for people on a fixed income to have property taxes going up. If we look at the legislature, the challenge is that it to change property tax statutes requires a constitutional amendment in the state of Wyoming. So that's a tough one. It'd have to go to the voters, which is okay. I'm okay with things going to the voters. But it's not just a wave of a hand to say, let's do something different. Because Lincoln County's experiencing some just exorbitant values based on comparable sales, and maybe some other counties, I would say Teton County, and so we could go through a few, but there are other counties in the state that it's not an issue, but having enough revenue to be able to do what they need to do in their county really is an issue. So if you change it statewide, there got to be something taken into account for those folks.
Very valid point, because it is a statewide thing. It's not just Lincoln County. As Commissioner Jerry Hansen is in studio this morning, a couple things I've heard from this, from some of our listeners and just around social media and things, is I hear things like, I can't believe Lincoln County raised the property tax, which isn't what happened, if I'm understanding correctly, right? It wasn't the rate didn't increase. It's the value increased around. Is that correct?
It really ties to what's called assessed valuation. And the thing is, it's paid by residential property owners. It's paid by agricultural property owners. It's paid by industry. The coal mine pays taxes. You know, you're going to have taxes that are associated with that. It was not the county setting out to raise taxes, and I hope I could express that I empathize with folks and having to pay higher property taxes. I really do. It affects your families. It affects your family, Duke. It affects my family. And even having said that, though, I hope people understand that it wasn't just the county going out to raise taxes, but we have a mandate to do it according to state statute, and it really is tied to the fact that neighbors are selling their property for more than maybe what they did years ago, and when that happens, it increases market value. It's just kind of a real estate thing, and that's tied directly to the assessed valuation.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen in studio this morning. Commissioner, maybe speak some more to Debbie Larson in the assessor's office and the job that they do, because when people are calling, I mean, they're the ones with the boots on the ground, right? And you laid out very well how this is a statewide issue and handled by the state legislature. But it's the assessors in each county who are the boots on the ground that deal with the landowners and the homeowners on a day-to-day basis. And so maybe speak more to what they do and their job and how they don't, when they go out and assess a property, what kind of things are they looking at do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I sure do.
Yeah.
I sure do, but I'm going to be cautious about what I say simply because they are going to be the ones better to speak to that. But let me just say, if someone was to come to a property that that Jenny and I own, for instance, a field lister with the assessor's office, my guess is they would measure the home and measure the outbuildings and measure anything new that was built on the property so that they can attach an appropriate figure to what's actually on the property. If you look at your property tax notices, it's going to have a value for land, and it's going to have a value for improvements. And so they're going to do that, and they need to be on the property to be able to do that. I would strongly encourage people to be kind. These folks are doing their job. They do a tremendous job while doing it, and they do not deserve any type of behavior that is unbecoming to folks. I just encourage folks to be kind. If you have a concern, call the assessor's office at the Lincoln County Courthouse and visit with Debbie Larson. There's a method to be able to go through if you want to file a protest to yours, to have them review the determination, because these are an estimate of the property taxes that have just come out recently. We will see the actually property tax notices this fall. So it's an estimate, but I'm not encouraging people to protest, but you know what? It is their opportunity if they choose to do that. But I would reiterate, just be kind to folks. They're doing the job that we and the state have to have them do under this system. Somebody wants to overthrow the system, run for the state legislature, for heaven's sakes, and get her changed.
Commissioner Hansen in studio this morning. Anything else on this topic you'd like to mention?
I think on this topic, I would just mention that let's look, for instance, the Treasurer's Office 2021 collected about $55.5 million, roughly, and in property and motor vehicle taxes, two of the largest taxable events. The county general gets about over just about 14.5% of that. So if they think it's a, we're just not in this current environment of the commissioners, and I know the other two county commissioners well, and I would compliment them on excellent work for many years, and I appreciate the opportunity to work with them. Jerry Harmon and Bob King are fine individuals who have Lincoln County's best interests at heart. But this group, as I have had experience, is not a tax and spend approach. It's budget for what needs to get done with Lincoln County roads, snow removal, law enforcement, just the list goes on, alcohol and substance abuse prevention, public health cooperation with them, 4-H, the fairgrounds. I could just go on a big list, but so about 14% of those taxes, or just under 15 of that amount, is about all that the county gets back. We collect the taxes, and it's kind of like the IRS. You know, they have a tax form, I think, that says, did you make money this year? And you say yes. They say, send it in. And that's just being facetious, but the money goes through in a pass-through from the county to the state, and then we get a portion back. Some of those funds also fund a substantial amount to education at just about 67%. Then you have hospitals, libraries, towns, fire districts, weed and pest, cemeteries, fair. What would anybody cut out? And if they say that they want to cut something out, we can have that dialogue. But I don't really listen and act on a vocal minority, but rather, if it's the right thing to do something different, to save a few tax dollars, you know, we'll look at it. But I think we have a great county, and I think that we are working very hard to be prudent with tax dollars that are made available to us, that eventually some get filtered back to us to use for Lincoln County.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.